You're listening to the Namaste Babe podcast, a high vibe hangout for the spiritually woke woman ready to make quantum leaps in her life, business, and bank account. I'm your host, Kiki Yura, and I refuse to play by the rules. I'm an ex 9-to-5er turned spiritual life and business coach, master NLP practitioner, and founder of the Namaste Babe brand. I'm here to lead you into your divinity so you can manifest a life and business you are wildly obsessed with. Each week, you can expect episodes from myself and guest experts who are leaders in their field. The episodes are dedicated to your expansion on all things mindset, money, and manifestation. It is my intention that these episodes help you raise your vibration, tune into your truth, and step into a life you fucking love. Are you ready? Let's slay. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am so happy that you are here. Today, specifically, we are going to be talking about some things that are just all too common for entrepreneurs specifically. But honestly, I feel like this happens when we desire to grow and expand and we're looking to make a change in our lives. So some of these will be applicable even if you don't have a business. The title of this is 11 Ways to Slay Your Doubt and Desire to Quit. So this is going to be applicable to many things. But before we dive into today's episode, I want to quickly chat about the Mini Mind. This is my newest offer. It is 6 weeks long, and this is for the business owner who is looking to make quantum leaps in her business. We are going to be spending 6 weeks going over really basic topics, but at a deeper level. So this is what you're probably not implementing. You know the information around it, but we're going to take that information and we're going to integrate it into your business. And it's going to be things that you probably would be like, Kiki, why would I ever need this in order to be successful? And some of the work that I have been doing recently has been a lot of integration at a cellular level. So things that require you to go into the body, beyond the mind, the body has so much power to it. And really, our emotions don't really live within the mind. They are trapped within our body. So if we are not doing the work to help release old traumas, negative patterns, negative emotions, we're not really going to get far. And so once we do this work, once we do this integration, once we feel safe within our bodies, we can feel open and ready to receive and expand on that quantum level. So we're going to be diving deeper into your mindset. We're going to be looking at ourselves as business owners. We are going to be going into the somatic experience. We're going to be talking about money from an energetic level and how to integrate money at an energetic level, how we feel around money and expansion. And then we're going to be talking about leadership. So the transformation that you're going to get on the other side of these 6 weeks is just going to be phenomenal. You're going to increase your capacity to be able to receive. You are going to feel more confident, more aligned within your business. And really, you're just going to have this unknowing ability to take action. You're not going to know where it comes from, but you're just going to be motivated to get the fuck to work. So if you are wanting to join us, shoot me a DM at the time of the recording. We've only got a couple spots left. So shoot me a message. We start today. And if there are spaces left, I would be honored to welcome you in. I am capping this at a maximum of 12 people for this round, just so that I can really integrate with them on that deeper level and give them the support that they need for their epic transformation. So if you are wanting to dive in with us, reach out, let me know, and I will get you set up if there is space left. All right, now for the 11 ways to slay your doubt and desire to quit. First and foremost, your journey is your own. I want you to remember that as you move through your business, it is not something that is to be compared to others. So often in the online space, it is all about the comparison. We get so caught up in where we are in relation to others, and that is not the thing that you need to focus on, because your journey is your journey, and you can't compare where you're at to someone else, especially if they have been doing this 5 times longer than you have. Like, that's just not realistic. Or even if you and someone that you know started out at the same time, it's not fair to compare yourself to them, because they're on their own path. They're on their own journey. And maybe their specific design or their soul contract is supposed to take them at a faster rate. Possibly what could be happening is you have lessons that you have to learn and integrate, and you haven't done that inner work that's allowing you that level of growth and expansion and that capacity to hold more. Because if you were to get more, you would feel overwhelmed. You wouldn't feel able to energetically hold that. So always remember that your journey is meant for you and not for anyone else. You cannot compare apples to oranges. And even if it's you comparing someone else in the coaching industry or whatever other industry you're in, maybe it's MLM, maybe it's a product-based business, whatever the case may be, you cannot compare your journey to anyone else but your own. If you are doing better than you did yesterday and a month ago, that is all that matters. Number two, I want you to ditch the outcome and embrace the journey. There is no point of arrival. There is no after I make 6 figures, after I make 500,000, after I make $1 million. Like, we don't ever stop. There is no such thing as the outcome, right? It's all about learning how to embrace and enjoy the journey. The journey is what gets you to these milestones, to these markers. So that is why I'm always talking about the power of celebration, because it's so easy, for example, to be busting your ass to get to that 6-figure mark, and it comes and goes in a day. For me, it lasted a little bit longer because I know the value of appreciating all of that hard work. But it came and went very quickly because I said, okay, what's next? So it's not about getting to that mark. It's not about being happy when. It's about learning to enjoy the journey, embracing the journey, and being happy, being fulfilled, being satisfied, being in your purpose, whatever the case may be, every single step of the way. Number three, I want you to remember that you never know who's watching. You never know who's watching your videos. You never know who is listening to your podcast episodes. You never know who is reading your posts, watching your reels, you know, dancing along with your TikToks, whatever the case may be. Anyone can always be watching at any given moment. Your content lives infinitely online. So while you are sleeping, someone could come across your profile and want to pay you, literally in your sleep. You never know who's watching. I have had people who have come across my podcast so randomly, reached out to me on Instagram, and have literally wanted to pay me without even knowing me. They're like, yeah, I looked through a couple of your posts and I think this is what I need. I just like intuitively know this is what I need. So can we work together? Right? Like, money has come to me that quickly. Clients have come to me that quickly. And it doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be logical. You don't have to have someone following your journey for X amount of time in order for them to make a purchase from you. If your energy is calibrated and that is aligned for that person who is viewing your content, they can instantly make a transaction. And like, that's the beauty of this work. That's the beauty of showing up in the online space, is that your content is there at any given moment for someone to be like, yeah, I need what she's got. How cool, right? You never know who's watching. Number four, if you are feeling disconnected, if you are doubting yourself, if you are giving in to this like, I don't know if I can do it, I really just, I feel like quitting, I want you to rediscover the joy. This is kind of like a two-parter. Number four and number five are very similarly connected. But number four is to rediscover the joy. And number five is to connect back to your why. So they probably should be like the opposite way. Connect back to your why and then rediscover the joy. I want you guys to do this because there is a reason you started this. There is a reason why you decided to start a business. There is a reason why you decided to start your passion project or your hobby outside of work, whatever the case may be. I feel like I've said that three times now. You might hear it once more. But it's important to reconnect back to that why and then to rediscover the joy. Because if you're just showing up, you're showing up through the motions, you're just, you know, oh, I have to show up on social media, I have to go live, I have to do this, that is running your business without joy. You are in a joyless state. Joy is one of the highest vibrational frequencies. And if you are not in a state of joy, you're not doing it right. Your business is meant to feel fun. That's the whole reason why you got into it. That's the whole reason why you got into a passion project or whatever hobby, right? They're all the same. There is a reason why, and there was a sense of happiness or joy or elation or fulfillment that came with that why. You started it to bring something, bring an emotion to you. The more that you can connect to that emotion, the more successful you're going to be. Because all of this is just energy. When you are in a higher frequency, you become magnetic to those around you, whether it's online, whether it's even through a post. If you create a post, you could create the exact same post in two completely different states and they would resonate so differently. I recently repurposed a post from a year ago because I really enjoyed it. I was like, oh, this is good. Except I was in such a higher vibrational state and obviously the photo was different that went along with it, but the photo, I was in my radiance. I was in my power. The photo from a year ago, I was not necessarily in my power. I was like, this was when I was traveling. So of course there was something magnetic about the photo, but it most certainly did not get the same reaction as the same content with a new photo. And that is really talking about the energetics of what you create. And so you need to be mindful of those things. If you are creating from a space of lack, from a space of desperation, that is going to come off differently to your audience than creating from a state of power and service and joy and love and whatever other emotions that you want to associate to your business. So rediscover, connect back to the why and rediscover your joy and your purpose for doing what it is that you are doing. Number six, feel into this discomfort. So if you are feeling doubtful, if you are desiring to quit, there's a reason. It could be a lack of confidence. It could be limiting beliefs that are surfacing. But if you try to avoid those feelings rather than assessing them, rather than asking, why do I feel this way? What is going on within me? You're going to keep getting the discomfort. You're going to keep going back to the doubt, back to the desire to quit. And that's not what you want to do. So when you are trying to table those emotions, they just come back bigger and stronger until you learn the lesson. So when you, and this is why I teach self-awareness, right? The self-awareness and the emotional intelligence are the foundations of my business, because without it, you're never going to get ahead. You're not going to have that capacity to analyze where you're at and where you want to be. And the way that you do that is by working through it. So you have to really feel into that discomfort of the doubt, of the uncertainty, of the reason why you want to quit, and then be with it. A lot of times our emotions just want to be acknowledged. It's so much easier to process through them when you give them credit for being there. A lot of the time it's just a protective mechanism, something that's keeping you safe. Maybe something happened to you in childhood where you like put yourself out there and put yourself on the line and something bad happened. So you became programmed to believe that every time you go and you put yourself out there, something's going to happen. And your body is literally just trying to keep you safe. So assess what is coming up for you. Ask yourself, is there somewhere in my childhood that this happened? And is it serving me? Is it actually keeping me safe? Or am I going to be held back by this false sense of security, false sense of safety? Because if I hold back, I don't ever go after my dreams. If I don't ever go after my dreams, I don't feel fulfilled. I don't get the money I want. I don't get to serve my purpose. So you've got to be willing to push up against your boundaries and up against your edges. This is also something that we're going to be really diving into inside the mini mind. Number 7. Only look back to see how far you've come. The person that you are right now is a result of every thought, every action, every feeling that you have ever had up until this point. And so often, especially in entrepreneurship, we look back for reasons as to why something won't work out. We look back to the past to try to predict our future. And that's not how it works. We have to become open to new experiences, open to new ideas, open to trying things differently. And a lot of times when we are going crazy over things that aren't working out, it's really because we keep trying the same thing and it's not working. So you have to course correct. If you want something to be done differently, if you want a different result, right, you've got to try something new. So don't be afraid to adjust when things aren't working out. Don't look back to what you've always done unless it's to try something new. Looking back is not the answer. It's about moving forward, right? You don't look into the rearview mirror when you're trying to go down a new path. The only time that you want to look backwards is to see what has worked in the past, not to see what hasn't worked, right? We use the lessons from our past of when we've had breakthroughs, when we've seen success, and that is where we can use the past to help us in the future. But that's it. So only look back to see how far you've come. Number 8, you need to see things as lessons and not failures. There is no such thing as a failure. It's only feedback. It's only teaching you the ways in which things aren't working out, right? Thomas Edison, before he got the light bulb, he had literally had like 9,000 failures of things that weren't working out. And he, when he was asked about his failures, he said, no, it's just 9,000 reasons as to what isn't working. And so he kept going. He kept pursuing the dream. And the only thing that it is teaching you when it doesn't work out is the way that it's not going to work out. So look at what works, look at what doesn't work, and then change course accordingly. That's all you got to do. And when you're in that mindset of something being a lesson rather than a failure, there's so much more freedom and flexibility to work around, and you keep yourself in such a positive state to move forward in the future. Number 9, I want you to remember that you're making an impact on far more people than you realize. Any single time that you are feeling down, that you are not confident, I want you to remember the comments, the DMs, the people leaving you reviews on your podcast, any other compliments that, you know, family members or friends have given you. You are making an impact on so many more people. And so often when we get on our heads about why things aren't working out, why we'll never be successful. It's so easy to completely forget about that. But really, if you are someone showing up on social media and you're trying to make an impact, you're there every day, you're sharing your knowledge, you're sharing value, you are affecting so many people. And a lot of the time, the people that you're affecting are the ones who aren't messaging you. But if you were to say that you were quitting tomorrow, I bet you anything, you would get so many messages from people being like, no, you can't. I look forward to seeing your content every single day. There are people who constantly watch your content for a reason. So if you need to go into your Instagram stories and look at those people who are showing up every single day, they are there for a reason. And even if they're not buying, you are having an impact. You are making an impact in their lives. So keep going. Number 10, the world needs your gifts. Plain and simple, the world needs your gifts. There are unique, innate things within you that are there for a reason. I fully believe, it's so funny, I talk about this story in terms of like, when I was younger, I wanted to be a teacher. I never knew that coaching was pretty much like teaching, but in a far better way than I could ever imagine. I get to impact more people's lives. I get to show up in a way that feels good to me and not on someone else's terms. I get to take time off whenever I want. I don't have to call into the principal of the school or worry about getting a supply teacher. Like, I can show up when and how I want in a way that feels so good and so aligned for me. And it's crazy, this just like complete full circle moment of when I went into coaching and I decided that this was going to be my full-time thing. I was like, holy shit, I am a teacher, just in such a different way. And so sometimes it takes some detours, it takes some rerouting before you arrive at your destination, but that is the whole point of showing up and following the things that light you up, your purpose, your passion, the things that excite you. Those things are there for a reason. So even if it doesn't make sense to you right now, keep following those things that make you happy, that bring you joy, that bring you fulfillment, because those are the things that you are meant to be pursuing. And in due time, it will become unveiled to you as to why those are within you. And then finally, number 11, when you feel like quitting, don't. You are so much closer than you think. It is so easy to look online, and going back to number one, like the comparison piece, it is so easy to look online and see all these people who are quote unquote killing it, myself included, right? I have people come to me and they're like, oh my God, Kiki, like, how did you do this? And there's other people who are like, your story brings me the motivation. Your story makes me realize that I can do this too. And that is the mindset that you want to be in. Because I remember this time last year, I was thinking about quitting. A year ago, I was traveling around the world. I had, you know, one or two clients. I had a couple people in a mastermind, and the money wasn't flowing. I didn't feel like, you know, I was deep in that comparison trap. I didn't feel like I was where I quote unquote should be by that point, because I had seen so many more people excel at such a quantum rate compared to what I felt like. Yet little did I know, I was like weeks away from hitting that jackpot. And if you guys have ever seen that image online where it's like a guy that's got that big pick, he's like a diamond miner. And there's one guy on top that is like so close to getting there. And there's this other guy, and there's like this teeny tiny thin veil between him and the diamonds. And he turns around to walk away. And he quit just before he was about to strike gold. And literally, if I had quit at that point, that was me. Because what happened was, when the pandemic hit and the world shut down, I came home, I literally hosted book club, and everything shifted from that moment. That was the pivotal moment for me where my quantum leap started happening. And it was because I showed up to serve. I always talk about this. Service over sales, always, right? Instant success does not exist. It's so easy to think that it does in the online space, but I promise you it doesn't. The only way that you can fail is if you quit. The only way that you can fail is if you stop trying. So if something's not working, try something else. You have to be resourceful. There are going to be roadblocks that you hit, and you have to find a way around them. If you're on a road trip and you hit a roadblock, you don't just say, oh, I guess that's it. I'm going to turn around and go home. No, you turn to your GPS, you look at an old school map, you do whatever it is because you're excited about getting to that destination. It doesn't matter if you have to take an extra hour out of the way to get there. That's where you're going to go. Your business is the exact same thing. Your passion is the exact same thing. If you hit a roadblock, you just have to find a way around it, over it, or through it. Be resourceful. Okay, so to recap, 11 ways. 1, your journey is your own. It is not to be compared to others. 2, ditch the outcome. Embrace that journey. 3, you never know who's watching, so keep going. 4, rediscover the joy and connect back to your why, which is number 5. 6, feel into the discomfort. 7, look back only to see how far you've come. 8, see things as lessons, not failures. Number 9, remember that you are making an impact on far more people than you know. Number 10, the world needs your gifts. Keep showing up. And when you feel like quitting, do not, because you are so much closer than you think. So where are you at in your journey? Which one of these resonated with you the most? Remember to take a screenshot of this episode, share it over in your stories on Instagram. Don't forget to tag me, and I cannot wait to hear your thoughts. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, please spread all those good vibes by leaving a 5-star review, as well as screenshotting this episode and tagging @NamasteBabe over in your stories on Instagram. With love and light, the fiercest fuck goddess in me recognizes and honors the fiercest fuck goddess in you. And until next time, Namaste.